Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. Elisha left off on the second line from the top of the page on Daf Lamed Vav. I want to thank Elisha Graf very much for giving the shir the past couple of days while I was in Eretz Yisrael. And today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha Alea Shalom, and the Shamash Shav and Aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is the following. First of all, the Gemara is going to talk about how Rabbi Shimon holds that Dam Shchita is not Machshir LeKabel Tumah, that the blood that comes out when you shecht an animal, even though the Zayin Mashkemar Machshir LeKabel Tumah, Dam Shchita is not machshir lekabel tumah. And the Gemara is going to have some sort of comment about how Rabbi Chiya kind of agrees with that. But we're going to have two different versions of what Rabbi Chiya, in what way Rabbi Chiya agrees with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Then the Gemara is going to get into the concept of chibas hakodesh, that not only can something become machshir lekabel tumah by coming in contact with the Zayin Mashkim, it can even become machshir lekabel tumah just by virtue of it being kodesh. That chibas hakodesh, that which is hegdish, the fact that it's so precious to us because it's Hagdish allows it to be considered chashuv enough to be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara is going to discuss, but how much kabbalas tumah? Does chibas hakodesh allow it to make a rishon and a sheni and everything else, or just enough to make it tameh, to make it pasul? And the Gemara is going to have two proofs against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer who holds that only a liquid can actually fully be machshir lekabel tumah, and chibas hakodesh is more limited in its ability to be machshir lekabel. Then the Gemara is going to say, okay, this concept of Chibas HaKodesh is a fascinating concept. Where does it come from? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that there's such a concept of Chibas HaKodesh? And the Gemara is going to have two possibilities of where we learn the din of Chibas HaKodesh. So let's begin, second line of the page, and now we are at Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. So when a person does Shchita of a Behema, it's important to know that the blood that comes out is not all the same. That initially there's a little bit of black dripping of black blood that drips, not forcefully, then it turns red as it still drips, then it squirts out at a distance, and that's what we call the Dama Nefesh. And then once that Dama Nefesh has finished fully shooting out, so it stops squirting as much, and then it's Shoseis, and that's what we call the Dam Hatamtsis. So those are the four types of blood that happen at Shechita. So Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, V'dam chalolim yishteh. So we learn from that only dam hatamtzis that comes out of the body after the animal's already dead, and it's a cholol, only that's considered a mashke. Dam chalolim yishteh, that it's only at the very end, that last blood, that dam hatamtzis, prat l'dam kiluach, she'eino machshir sazraim. And that excludes the dam kiluach, which is as the animal's dying, meaning the blood, the little bit of drops that come out at first, that certainly is not what kills the animal. But that squirt of blood, that's what's killing the animal, but it's not yet dead. And only when the dam is shoseis at the end, when the dam is dripping at the end, only then is it dam chalolim, is the animal already dead. So that dam kiluach is not machshir lekabel tumah, because it's not yet a chalol, and that's the limitation on dam's ability to be machshir lekabel tumah. Now it's interesting, we said the expression that we use, Eino machshir es hazraim, that it's not machshir zraim to be mekabel tumah. So Rashi writes, it means all food. We say zraim because the lashon of the pasuk is v'chiyutan mayim al zera. The Torah happens to give the example of zraim as the example of food that appears in the Chumash, but it really means any type of food. Now Tosfos points out that dam chalalim would be if you strike an animal and you kill the animal, that the blood that comes out is also called dam chalalim. But by dam shchita, it's the opposite. That dafka the dam hakiluach that kills the animal is not machshir, but the dam hatamtzis is going to be machshir. So it turns out that it's different whether you do shchita or whether you just strike and kill the animal. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Hashochit v'hitis dam ala dala'as. So we have a braisa that records a machlokas as follows. Let's say you shecht an animal, and some of the dam shchita hits a dala'as, a type of food, a gourd, a melon, something like that. Rabbi Omer huchshar. Rabbi says, okay, so now that dala'as is huchshar l'kabel tumah, because dam hit the dala'as. Rabbi Chiya Omer tolin. Rabbi Chiya says, no, it's sort of hanging in the air. We don't know one way or the other. So we're going to have to explain what Rabbi Chiya means by that. In what way is he not confident that it's makshir lekabel tumah? So Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, me'achar sh'Rabbi Omer huchshar, Rabbi Chiya Omer tolin, anu al minismach. He says we have two gedolei atanaim that take a position on this, whether it's makshir or not makshir. So what do we do? Should we be machriya one way or the other? So he said, I'll tell you what. Bo v'nismoch al divrei Rabbi Shimon, that there's a kosva shlishia machriya b'nehem. There's a shita of Rabbi Shimon. Shai Rabbi Shimon om shchita machsheres v'lo dam. Because Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said that when you shecht an animal, even if it's a dry shchita, it's machshir l'kabel tumah. So you see from there that it's the shchita that's machshir. It's not the dam of the shchita that's machshir. So dam ha-shchita, you see from Rabbi Shimon, is not machshir at all. And therefore, we're more nota to say that there's not going to be hechshir l'kabel tumah, very much against Rebbe. Right? Rebbe said the dam ha-shchita hits for the las, it's huchshar. Rabbi Shimon very much was on the other side. Rabbi Chiya is still somewhat vague. Rabbi Chiya said, tolin, what does that mean exactly? Tolin. So now Gemara is going to present two interpretations of what exactly Rabbi Chiya meant. Number one, Amar Rav Papa, Hakol Modim. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya agree that Heicha Diisei L'dam Mitchil V'Atzof, that if you do a shechita and the dam stays on the dela'as until you conclude the shechita, Kol Yam Lo Pligi D'Machshir. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya would agree that that is Machshir the dela'as L'Kabal Tumah against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no dam shechita is Machshir L'Kabal Tumah. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya would agree that if the dam hits the dela'as at first and stays there until you finish the shechita, that it is machshir the dela'as. Ki pligi b'niskaneh hadam bein simin l'simin. The whole machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya, is that you start the shechita when you shecht simin rishon, the dam hits the dela'as, someone quickly wipes the dam off of the dela'as, and there's no dam anymore on the dela'as by the time you finish the shechita with simin sheni. So Rabbi Savar Yashal l'shechita mitchil v'atzof. Rabbi says, well, the whole thing is one big act of shechita, and therefore the dam that came out from the shechita simin rishon is also dam shechita. V'hai dam shechitu, the dam that came out of simin rishon is also dam shechita, and therefore it's machshir l'kabel tumah. Whereas Rabbi Chiya sefer ein l'shechita l'besof. No, it's only the gemara shechita that counts as shechita, but the shechita of the simin rishon is not dam shechita, and therefore what is that dam? V'hai dam makuhu, that dam of the shechita simin rishon is only dam makuhu. It's not machshir. And therefore, it's not considered dam shechita, and the dela'as is not going to be mekabel tumah. So what did Rabbi Chiya mean when he said tolin? If he says, if the whole case is that if you wipe it off in between, so then Rabbi Chiya says it's not going to be machshir, umay tolin. What does he mean when he says the word tolin? That it's tolin adavar, that when you first see that dam hit the dela'as, it's up in the air a little bit. I don't yet know. I don't have enough information yet to know whether that dam is machshir the dela'as to be mekabel tumah. Tolin adavar ad gemar shechita. We need to wait to the end of the shechita and see what happens. See if the blood is still on the dela'as at the end of the shechita. Isei l'dam b'sof shechita machshir. If the dam is still there at the end of the shechita, then it is machshir to be mekabel tumah, because at the end of the shechita of the simin sheni, you now see that the shechita of the simin rishon was part of the shechita, and therefore is able to be machshir l'kabel tumah. V'ilo, and if the dam is not there at the end of the shechita, then lo machshir, then that dam of the simin rishon would not have been machshir the dela'as, because at that time that it was on the dela'as, it was not yet dam shechita. It only became dam shechita when you finished the shechita. Now the Ran raises a very fundamental or l'chora obvious question to anyone who's been learning these sugyos of yeshal neshechita mitchil v'atzof or ein neshechita elo l'basof, that we had said on back on Daf Chav Tes that within the shita of Rava, who holds that yeshal, who explained within the concept, within those who hold yeshal neshechita mitchil v'atzof, that it's dafka if in the end the shechita is completed bekashrus, then it's huvrar that even the beginning was part of the shechita. But according to the shita of einu l'shechita el basof, nothing is huvrar l'mafreya. Meaning einu l'shechita el basof does not mean, oh, and then when I finish the shechita, it turns out that the first part was also the shechita. No! Einu l'shechita el basof means Only the end is the Shechita. And that's directly against what we're saying right here. We're saying that, according to Rabbi Chiya, since he holds that in the Shechita al Basof, that's why I don't yet know when that first Dam hits that it's called Dam Shechita. But when that second, when I finish the Shechita, now I'll know the Mafreya that first Dam was Dam Shechita. No, that was the opinion of Einu Shechita al Basof. That's not that was the opinion of Yeshon Shechita Mitchil Vatsof. That wasn't the opinion of Einu Shechita al Basof. So the Ran suggests that this opinion holds that even if the Shechita is completed, only the end is considered the Shechita. What's going on in our Gemara then? If only the end is considered the Shechita, why is this the last Hechshel LeKabel Tumah? Yeah, it's a special din in Hechshel LeKabel Tumah. It's only Legabe Hechshel LeKabel Tumah that the Gemara Shechita will retroactively turn the Dam of the Tchilas HaShechita into a Mashke. Why? Because we find when it comes to the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, this dam is covered and is included in the chiyuv of Kisui as long as the Shechita concludes appropriately. As long as the Shechita is done properly, it's going to turn out all of this dam is going to need Kisui. So you see that this dam requires Kisui and this dam has the ability to be Machshir. But Eino Chinami, it is not really, really, really Dam HaShechita, because if you hold Eino Shechita L'Basof, only the end is the Shechita. The beginning, in fact, was not the Shechita. So, that's the way that Rav Papa explains what Rabbi Chiya meant when he said Tolin. My bova nismach al divrei Rabbi Shimon. So then, what did Rabbi Yoshaya mean when he said, "I have this machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya, and I don't know what to do in this machlokas. So we better rely on Rabbi Shimon, a third Tana who holds that Dam is not machshir, but the third Tana is a third Shita. It's not like we just explained Rabbi Chiya. We just explained Rabbi Chiya that as long as it's Dam Shechita, it's Machshir LeKabel Tumah. It's just there are technicalities, Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya. What's called Dam Shechita? Is the Dam of the Siman Rishon automatically called Dam Shechita or not? But Dam Shechita absolutely is Machshir. Rabbi Shimon was very clear that Dam Shechita is not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. So what do you mean? Let's rely on Rabbi Shimon to figure out who to paskin like in Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Shimon agrees with neither Rabbi nor Rabbi Chiya. My bov nismach al divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon lo machshir. The Rabbi Chiya machshir. That according to Rabbi Shimon, dam shchit is not machshir. According to Rabbi Chiya, it is machshir. But b'niskaneach miu ashvila dadi. But there is a case where they'll agree la halacha. I mean, if you were to ask an actual shayla that you do shchita and dam of the siman rishon hits the dala'as and someone quickly wipes it off and then you finish the shchita and you were to ask Rabbi Shimon, is that the last Hukshul LeKabel Tumah? He would say, of course not. Dam Shechita is not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. And you were to then ask Rabbi Chiya, is that the last Hukshul LeKabel Tumah? He would say, no, it's not. Because even though Dam Shechita is Machshir LeKabel Tumah, but this didn't get labeled as Dam Shechita in time. While it was on the Delas, it was not yet Dam Shechita. So it's not Hukshul LeKabel Tumah. So they both agree La Halacha that Delas, in that unusual case where someone wiped off the Dam between Siman Rishon and Siman Sheni, is not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. Marlo Machshir, Marlo Machshir. So neither Rabbi Shimon nor Rabbi Chiya would be Machshir LeKabel Tumah. But you know who would? Rabbi would. So Rabbi Chad, Rabbi is only a Das Yachid, Vein Devar V'Shalechad, Makom Shayim, and whenever you have one person going up against two other people, so we're going to paskin like the majority opinion. Unbelievable. The Gemara seems to be saying we're going to paskin like the majority opinion, even though the majority opinion do not agree with one another. They have entirely different reasons in this particular case of wiping off the Dala'as for saying that it's not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. So says the Maharik in a tshuva in Shoresh Nun Beis, so this is a klal in halacha, that when you're trying to figure out what the psak is and you find a majority opinion that all agree to what the bottom line halacha is, even though they all got there in different ways and they have different svaras and they have different alumdos of how to get there, and there are going to be nafkaminas between them, but in this case they all pask in the same way, that counts as a rov, that counts as a majority. And he says the raya is from our sugya that you can count that as a rov when determining how to pask in the halacha. And that's what the Rama writes in Chosh Mishmat Simin Samachay Siv Beis, that if you have a yachid neged a rabim, we were a holichach a rabim b'kol makom, even when the rabbim are not maskim to the same logic. However, the Magen Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Ishus and the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Tumidim Musafin, say that the Rambam says not that way. That the Rambam holds that you only pass like the rabbim when the rabbim are all of the same mind. The Shach over there in Choshen Mishpat in Simon Chavhei in Sivkat and Yutas, he has a whole kuntras of how to paskin halacha, of how to cheshbin, what's a rabbin, what's a yachid, and what. So the Shach over there says that when it comes to Isurim Daraisa, we cannot be mitzarif the shitos of multiple poskim that are makil when they're not being makil for the same reason. But that's only if we're looking at Svarim and we're saying, oh, this is Shitas HaRambam, that's Shitas HaRaiv, that's Shitas HaRash. So now I'm confident in the Shaila presented to me, the majority of Rishonim would say, Lahakal. No, that's not good enough. If they all say for different reasons, that's not called the majority of Rishonim would say Lahakal. It says the Shach, an interesting chiluk. He says, but if I'm trying to figure out what the halacha is in this case, and I have 100 rabbis in front of me, and I'm saying, okay, we need to take a vote as to what the halacha is, and 90 of them say one way, or 70 of them say one way, it should be that the halacha should be lekula, but for 70 different reasons, and with nafkaminas or whatever, yeah, but they're voting. So a vote is a vote, and therefore we will follow it lekula. So it's interesting. He says, in the Beis Medrash, when you're learning the Svarim, so the majority opinion with different mahalchim, that's not a majority. But in person, then it is a majority. He says, Haraya, the Sanhedrin. There's no din anywhere that when you have a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, and there are being dan din in nefashos, and 15 of them say one way, and 8 say the other way, that all 15 have to have the same logic. You can have 15 that all have different logic. They each, they each have their clerks write up their decision in their own way, and each of them are coming at it from a different angle. But that's the majority. That's how they paskin in the end of the day. Okay, so that is the one way of understanding Shitas Rabbi Chiya. That is Rav Papa's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Chiya. Now the second way to understand, what did Rabbi Chiya mean when he said tolin? So Rav Ashi Omar, tolin li olam mashma. He says, first of all, the word tolin does not imply that you just wait a few moments and see if the dam is still there by the end of the Shechita. And the dam is still in the last, by the end of the Shechita. Tolin makes it sound like there is a suffix that will always be a suffix that we will never be able to be machriya. Tolin sounds like it's li'olam. And therefore, v'niskaneach l'Rabbi Chiya svukei misafkalei. If you had that case where the dala'as was cleaned off in between Shechita Simen Rishon and Shechita Simen Sheni, Rabbi Chiya says, I do not know what the answer is going to be, and I will never know what the answer is going to be. Because he's mesupik in halacha, yeshon l'shechita mechila v'atsof, v'en l'shechita l'besof. So I don't know whether we hold yeshon l'shechita mechila v'atsof, v'en l'shechita l'besof. Unlike Rav Papa's approach was that Rabbi Chiya held bivadaus that ein l'shechita l'basof, and therefore I got to see what happens at the sof hashechita. Is the dam still on the dala'as? No, over here he's saying he doesn't know whether yesh l'shechita l'basof or ein l'shechita l'basof. Umay tolin, and what does he mean by tolin? When what is hanging in the air? What is in between? So lo ochlin v'lo sarf, and it means that if that dala'as was truma, where if it becomes tameh, the halach is truma tameh, you're supposed to burn, and the halach is truma tahura, you're not allowed to burn. So lo ochlin v'lo sarf, you can't eat it because it might be truma tameh, and there's nisa daraisa to eat truma tameh. You cannot burn it because it might be truma tahura, and there's nisa daraisa to burn truma tahura. So that's what tolin means, that it's that you can't treat it like truma tameya bivadai, where you would have to burn it, and you can't treat it like truma tahora, where you'd be obligated to eat it. So my bo v'nismach al devei Rabbi Shimon, what then did Rabbi Shaya mean when he said, let's go rely on Rabbi Shimon? So the Rabbi Shimon, lo machshir. After all, what do you mean Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds that Tam Shechita is not machshir at all. The Rabbi Chiya, sveika. Rabbi Chiya is mesupak whether the Tam Shechita is machshir, even at the beginning of the Shechita. And he's certain that at the end of the Shechita it is. So Rabbi Shimon is certainly against Rabbi Chiya. So the Indian Srefa, Miyushav Adadi. Yeah, but if you were to ask them, should we burn this Dala'as? So they would both tell you, you cannot burn it. Rabbi Shimon would say you cannot burn it because it's tahar, and Rabbi Chiya would say you cannot burn it because it might be tahar. So they will both say you cannot burn it. Mar lo sarfei or mar lo sarfe. Havle Rebbe chad, and Rebbe who would say, no, it's tame. Dam shchita hit it, and therefore it was suksha le kabel tumen, it's tame. So Rebbe is a das yachid, vein dvar shalechon, makam shayim. Vahachi ka amar, kigon zos, tolin lo ochem lo sarfin. And that's what Rebbe Chia meant. This lechor is an extraneous line. We already know what Rebbe Chia said, that tolin means lo ochem lo sarfin, but we're repeating that for some reason right now. That the way Rav Ashi learns Rebbe Chia is that tolin means lo ochlin velo sarfin. Now Rashi has an interesting comment over here. When Rav Ashi says tolin is liolam mashma, Rashi writes, yeah, that liolam mashma ad sheyavo Eliyahu viyodienu. That liolam means until Eliyahu Anavi is going to come and he's going to let us know whether it's tamei or not. Now the pashtus of the Gemara is that tolin means that you're not allowed to burn it because maybe it's tahar, and you're not allowed to be mafsid truma that is tahora. However, the mitzvah eson says that tolin means not that you're not allowed to burn it because maybe it's tahar, but there's no chiv to burn it because it's only a suffik tamea. But there's also no iser to burn it because it's not going to be royal achila no matter what. You're only not allowed to burn truma suffik tamea when it's a suffik in mitzius, because that's where Eliyahu Hanavi could come and be metaher it, and therefore I better not burn it because it's a suffik in mitzius. But if you have a sveika tadina that you know is never going to be nifshat, you're never going to be poshet this suffik tadina, and therefore I don't know if this truma is tamei or not, and guess what? I will never know if this truma is tamei or not. So one thing I know for sure is I'm never going to be allowed to eat it. Says the mitzvah, and if I'm never going to be allowed to eat it, you're for sure allowed to burn it. You don't have a chiv to burn it, but you're for sure allowed to burn it, because what's the point? If I'm never going to be allowed to eat it, so then I'm for sure. So he says, that's what's going on over here. This is a suffik in din, and since it's suffik in din, I know no one will ever be able to clarify. What's he saying? Why is no one ever going to be able to clarify? Because Eliyahu Hanavi might be able to come and be mevarer metzius for me. That's what Eliyahu Hanavi could do. If I had a suffik in metzius, I might get this clarified one day, because Eliyahu Hanavi might come and be mevarer metzius. But Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come and be mevara suffik in din lo b'shamayim hi. You can't be mevara suffik in din based on nevuah. So says the mitzvah eson, suffik in din, and that's why tolin means lo sarfin doesn't mean you're not allowed to burn it. It means you're not obligated to burn it. So that's also a major discussion over here. The Maariv Chayis writes over here that lechor it sounds from Rashi that Eliyahu Hanavi will come and be mevara suffik in halacha, and he says, and that's strange because lo b'shamayim hi. So how could Eliyahu Hanavi be mitaretz a suffik in halacha? So one might say, well, that's all over Shas. Teku, tishbi yitaretz, kushios v'yibayos. Doesn't that tell you? So Maariv Chayis says, no, that's what it means. Teku means it will stand, and it doesn't mean that Eliyahu Hanavi could do anything about it, because he's not able to be mevarer a suffik in halacha any more than any other chacham is able to be any other chacham of his stature. There aren't so many, you know, that could be mevarer a suffik in halacha. So this is a major discussion in the post. In the Ein Yitzchak, he says absolutely he can, that for whatever reason Eliyahu Hanavi is given that ability to be mevarer sfeikos in halacha. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, a fascinating tshuva, where he discusses the status of Eliyahu Hanavi. Is he a person? Is he a malach? And how is he treated? And the Chasam Sofer says, sometimes a person, sometimes a malach. That sometimes Eliyahu comes melubash beguf. When he comes melubash beguf, he's a person and he's a big talmid chacham, and therefore whatever he says, you treat it with the same respect you would treat any Talmud of Pinchas, anyone who rose to the level of being able to achieve nevuah and all of that, so you treat it that way. When he comes as a malach, like he shows up at a bris mila, some people believe he shows up at the Pesach Seder, whatever. When he comes as a malach, so then you wouldn't listen to him if he were to come and paskin halacha, because that would be you wouldn't treat it even like a talmid chacham, because that would be lo b'shamayim. That's the interesting comment of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, now we said that we have a halacha that even though ochel karon be kabel tumah, if it's hukshul a kabel tumah by coming in contact with one of the Zion mashkim, kachimar makabel tumah even without hukshul a kabel tumah. And that's the concept of chibas hakodesh, and that's the rest of the daf is about chibas hakodesh. So by Rav Shimon Melachish, tzarit shel melachos, if you have a dry clump of flour in your karban mincha, normally there's a mitzvah livlol, you're supposed to be bolo the karban mincha, the flour of the mincha, with the oil that all of the flour is supposed to get wet, and therefore at all, l'chara should become mukshal l'kabel tumah by virtue of the fact that it came in contact with the oil. But let's say you didn't, the blil is not ma'akev. So let's say you poured the oil in, but there was a clump of flour that never got wet in the carbon mincha. Tosfos points out that it could have said the same thing about basar kachim that just never touched any mayim, because dam kachim is not makshir, says it because it's not nishpach kamayim, dam kachim, we save the dam, so it's not the same as mayim, it's not makshir. So he could have just said about basar kachim, but Tosa Rush writes that it's dafka by kemach of menachos, because by the kemach of menachos, I'm really sure water never came in contact with it, because you're going to be very careful to make sure water doesn't come in contact with the kemach of menachos, because most menachos have to be matzah. So you have to make sure that water doesn't come in contact with it. So that's why we give the example of flour. But in Erechnam, it could be any kachim that didn't come in contact with the mashke that's going to be makshir l'kabel tumah. So the question is, I know that there's a concept that chibas hakodesh makes it susceptible to tumah, but how susceptible to tumah? Mon barishon v'sheni? Would you say that it becomes a rishon l'tumah in that it can turn something else into a sheni l'tumah, etc., like regular tumah? Oh, ain mon barishon v'sheni. Or maybe no, chibas hakodesh makes it susceptible to becoming pasul through the vehicle of tumah, but not to actually going and passing other things and starting the whole tumah train. Ki mahanya chibas hakodesh levsuli gufei. Does chibas hakodesh allow it to become possible? But the minimum rishon sheni low. But to actually start the whole tumah train of a rishon and a sheni, etc., that it does not have the ability to do. Odum aloshna, or maybe hechsher is hechsher. Whether it's hechsher with zayin mashkim or whether it's hechsher with chibas hakodesh, it's the same thing. It's hukshel kabel tumah and it has all the regular tumah. So Amar Rabbi Lazar tashma. Let me bring you a raya. When it comes to tumas ochel, the pasuk says mikol ha'ochel asher ye ochel, and then it says asher yovel of mayim yitma. That only if it's uksher b'mayim or with the zayin mashkim, it becomes uksher l'kabel tumah. Ochel haba b'mayim huchshar. Ochel shein haba b'mayim lo huchshar. So you see that only ochel that comes in contact with liquid is huchshar. Ochel that does not come in contact with liquid is not really huchshar l'kabel tumah. So what about chibas hakodesh? It's not really huchshar l'kabel tumah. It's enough to make it that it's possible. So Rabbi Lazar says it very clear. Rabbi Lazar says, what do I hold? Chibas HaKodesh, yes, it's machshir enough that if Tumah comes in contact with that Kodesh, it will possible it. But it doesn't start the whole Tumah train of Rishon and Sheni. So I asked the Gemara, Altu Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Lasei Ochel Abba B'mayim. Would you think Rabbi Shimon Lakish was unaware that there's a pasuk that tells me about the Zayin Mashkim, that only when the Zayin Mashkim hit it, it's machshir l'kabel Tumah? So Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Hachi Kamim Bailei, Chibas HaKodesh Ka'ochel Abba B'mayim. His shayla was, is Chibas HaKodesh the same? Do we treat Chibas HaKodesh as the same thing as the Zayin Mashkin being Machshir? So as Gemara, Reb Lazar Nami Miyature Kra'ika Amar. Reb Lazar is making a drasha. He's not just reading the psukim, which Rabbi Shimon Lakish obviously knew how to read as well. He's darshaning the extra words in the pasuk. Michti, Ksiv, it says in the Hemshech of the Parsha, of Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah, V'chi Yutan Mayim Al Zera, so Mikola Ochal Asher So why does he have to say Mikol Ochel Asher Yachel Lav Lamutei Chibas HaKodesh? Isn't that extra phrase coming to tell me that Chibas HaKodesh is different? It's not really Machshir to the same degree that Zayin Mashkim is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. So it says, well, no. The Pasuk maybe is not talking about Chibas HaKodesh, it's not talking about Hedesh at all. It's talking about Chulin. Chad B'Tumas Meis V'Chad B'Tumas Sheretz. Don't tell me that the extra phrase is to tell me that Chibas HaKodesh is excluded from the same level of Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah that Zayin Mashkim are. No, you know why you have an extra phrase? To tell me that once one of the Mashkim hit the food, it could be Mekabel Tumas Nevela, it could be Mekabel Tumas Sheretz, and another pasuk tells me that it could be Mekabel Tumas Meis, that the different types of Tumah can both impact it only when it's first Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah al yedei the Mashke. Well, of course, if it's susceptible to Tumah, why would it only be susceptible to one type of tumah and not to the other? Or more accurately, if it's not yet susceptible to tumah, why would I think that there are some types of tumah that are so strong that even when not yet susceptible to tumah, it can become tameh? I need both psukim. Di'i ashmin tumas meis. Had it only told me that Tumas Mace cannot affect it until it's Hukshal Kabal Tumma, I would say Hasamu Dubai Hakshar. Yeah. For Tumas Mace to affect it, you need Hakshal Kabal Tumma, because Tumas Mace is not as powerful as Tumas Sharetz. How is Tumas Mace not as powerful as Tumas Sharetz? Mishum Dullah Metame Bika'adasha. Because the Sharetz is Metame with a sheer Ka'adasha, with a tiny bit of a Sharetz. The Mace is only Metame Bika'zayis. Aval Sharetz, the Metame Bika'adasha, but the Sharetz that could be Metame, even Bika'adasha, an adasha of its basar, say emaloli bayihachsher. I would think, wow, you see that the sheretz's capacity to be metame is so strong. So you see, it must be that I would have assumed that it's so strong that it could even be metame without hechsher. And that's why the Torah could not have only told me that when you need hechsher lekabel tumah in order to be mekabel tumas meis, because I would have said, yeah, in order to be mekabel tumas meis, you need hechsher. But to be mekabel tumah the powerful tumas sheretz, maybe you don't even need Hechsher lekabel tumah. And Iyashmin and Sheretz, and had it only told me about Tumah Sheretz, that you need Hechsher lekabel tumah, I would say, yeah, that's because Tumah Sheretz is so weak, but Tumah Mace, which is stronger, maybe you don't need Hechsher. Mishum Tulam Matami Tumah Shiva, because after all, Sheretz is not Matami for 7 days, it's just Tumah Erev, and then you go to the mikveh and you're done. Avul Mace, the Matami Tumah Shiva, but Mace, which has this Tumah of 7 days, and you need Efer Paradum and all that, same Aloli Bay Hechsher. I might think, wow, that's such a powerful Tumma that you don't even need Hechsher lekabel tumma. So Tzricha, that's why he needs to tell me the din, both by Tumas Mace and by Tumas Sheretz. Now the truth is, we don't need the Tzrichs in both directions. The Torah says explicitly Sheretz, right? So had it not said, the first half of the Tzrichsa, that Iyashmin and Tumas Mace, then I would not have known the same. What do you mean? The Torah said Beferish that it's about Tumas Sheretz. That's what Tos points out. The both Psukim speak about Sheretz. It's only because of Im Eino Inyan that we say one of them is about Mace. So if it only would have, if it, so Iyashmina, to say that had it not had the pasuk of Tumas Sheretz, that I'm utilizing for Tumas Sheretz, I would not have known Sheretz. That's not true. I would have, because that's the words in both psukim are about Sheretz. So I would have known Sheretz either way, but I still need the extra pasuk as in Mineno Inyan to tell me about Tumas Meis. Anyway, so Masav Rav Yosef, so again, Rav Lazar held that Reb Lazar holds that while Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir, it's not the same. It's not the same as Zayin Mashkim. It's not Machshir to start a whole Tumah train of Rishon V'Sheni. So Masar Rav Yosef challenges Rabbi Shimon Omer, Huchshru B'Shchita, that Rabbi Shimon says that if you shecht an animal, a chaya, an oaf, anything, it's automatically Huchshir. Just the Shchita itself is Huchshir. Huchshru V'Afil Minim Rishon V'Sheni. Sounds like even without Zayin Mashkim, it's Huchshir fully. To start the ultimate train. But by your logic, Reb Lazar, you're saying that any type of Hechsher Tumah that's not Habab Mayim, that's not from the Zayin Mashkim, doesn't start the Tumah train. Well, how come Rabbi Shimon holds that Shechita starts the Tumah train? So if Shechita can start the Tumah train, then guess what? Chibas HaKadosh could also start the Tumah train. So I'm like, Abaye, Asu Kechsher Mayim Midrabanan. No, that's not a Raya. Rabbi Shimon is only talking on a Drabanan level that it's Hechsher. We were talking, Reb Lazar was talking on a Doraisa level. That on a Doraisa level, Chibas HaKodesh doesn't really start the Tumah train. Rabbi Shimon says, on a Drabanan level, we're going to be Machmir, that Shechita is going to start the whole Rishon V'Sheni. So I'm Rabbi Zeira Tashima, I'll bring you another Raya. Habotza Legas, if you start harvesting grapes for the wine press, Shamay Omer Huchshar, and a little bit of juice comes out of those grapes. So Shamay holds that the grapes all become Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, Hill Omer Lo Huchshar. Hill holds they're not Machshar L'Kabal Tumah because you don't want the juice to drip out of the grapes until they're in the wine press. You don't want to lose any valuable wine. But ultimately, Hillel was moded to Shammai that it is Machshir, the grapes, and they're Makabal Tumah, even to be Matame, other things. This Mashke is not Leratzon Abaylim. So it's not part of what the Pasuk was talking about. And if it's not part of what the Pasuk was talking about, it's some other Hechsher. Isn't that just like Chibas HaKodesh is some other Hechsher? And yet, they're saying over here that it's a real hechsher to start the whole Tumah train of Rishon V'Sheni. So I'm Le'abai, Asu Hechsher Mayim Midrabanan. Again, they're talking on a Drabanan level over here. That yes, it starts the whole Tumah train, but only Midrabanan. Midaraisa, the only type of hechsher that would actually start the whole Tumah train is actual Zayin Mashkim, is actual Babimayim. Amli Rav Yosef, Aminil Chana, Huchshuru Bishchita. He says, I'm telling you a raya from Rabbi Shimon, who says in our Mishnah, about Huchshu B'Shchita, that and that's a raya that Chibas HaKodesh is makshir even to be mitame other things. V'atamar li asu kech shemayim, and you're telling me that midrabanan they make it like kech shemayim. V'amar lach Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira brings you a raya from Botzer Lagas to Chibas HaKodesh. V'amar li asu kech shemayim, and you're telling him that's the rabbanan as well. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nami asu kech shemayim. Well, maybe Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, we should say that it's also midrabanan. At least starts the tuma train. So how could Rish Lakish be misupak that maybe the Chibas HaKodesh is not able to be mitame other things? Meaning, if every other example of Hechsher outside of the Zayin Mashkim, every other example of Hechsher, at least on a Drabanan level, makes a Rishon and a Sheni and everything else, so shouldn't Chibas HaKodesh at least do that? At least on a Drabanan level? Shouldn't it be? So what's the suffix over here? Does Chibas HaKodesh make it that it's mitame Rishon and Sheni, at least on a Drabanan level it should be? So Amalei, Sabai says, Rav Yosef, what's Rav Shimon Lakish, Lutos Kami Baile? You think Rabbi Shimon Lakish's suffix is, should I be machmir to treat it as if it's machshir l'kabel tumah, to at least say that it should be tola? Kikam b'ilei lisrof. No, he wants to know, are we going to put our money where our mouth is? Are we going to say that this is, on a daraisa level, bivadai tameh, to the point that if it were truma, you'd burn it, right? That's what he was really masupak about. And that, we haven't been able to be poshet. So with all of our rayas, you've proven that things that are other than the Zayin Mashkim, that could be machshir, will be machshir fully on a drabanon level. But Rish Lakish's suffix was, is it machshir on a daraisa level? So says Gemara, wait. But the whole discussion over here presumes that the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, how far it goes, okay, we could debate that. But the concept of Chibas HaKodesh is daraisa. That conceptually, the fact that Chibas HaKodesh makes something susceptible to at least become puzzle, that's a daraisa. Minolan, where does it say it? Where does it say in the Chumash that Chibas HaKodesh is machshir l'kabel tumah? So Gemara's going to have a couple of possibilities. Ilema midichsiv, if you're going to tell me it's from the pasuk by basar kachim, v'abasar shi'iga b'chol tameh, hay basar diskasher b'may. So where did that basar become hukshar with? Ilema diskasher b'dam, you want to tell me it becomes hukshar with the dam of its shchita, v'amichibi rabbi r'myach minayin dam kachim she'inu machshir, sh'nemer lo tachlein ala tishpachenu k'mayim, dam nishpach k'mayim machshir, she'inu nishpach k'mayim ainu machshir. We know the dam of shchitas kachim is not machshir, because in order for dam to be machshir, it needs to be dam that you're not interested in. Dam of a chulin, you're not interested in. Dam kachim is the whole point of kachim. So that's not machshir lekabel tumah. Ela diiskasher b'mashkim b'mitbachaya. It must be that it was hukshar from the water in the butcher house, in the slaughterhouse, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would rinse it off. V'hamar Rabbi Yosef b'chinin, mashkim b'es mitbachaya lo dayin shein dachin, ela shein machshirin. But wait, Rabbi Yosef b'chinin tells me that water is not machshir ochel to be makabel tuma v'chitei matirgama adam? And maybe you're going to say, no. Rabbi Yosef Yochanina only meant the dam of karbonos of the Beis Mitbachayim is not machshir l'kabel tuma, but the mayim for sure is. He said the mashke bei mitbechaya sounds like more than one of the beverages of the bei mitbechaya. Not only the dam is not machshir, the water is also not machshir. So what are we talking about when we say habasar shayi? When the Torah says habasar shayiga b'chol tameh lo yeochel, how did this basar become hukshar l'kabel tumah? That we're saying that it becomes tameh, that basar kachim becomes tameh. It can't be from the dam of its shchita because that's not machshir l'kabel tumah. It can't be from the water that they rinse it with, because that's also not machshir l'kabel tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Elav diskasher b'chibas HaKodesh. Ah, it must be that it's chibas HaKodesh. So you see that chibas HaKodesh is machshir l'kabel tumah. So says Gemara v'dilma, maybe chibas HaKodesh is not machshir min haTorah. And the case was, k'dravi domer Shmuel. Domer v'domer Shmuel, k'on sh'aisel lo parah shel zivchei shlamim ve'avira b'nachal shchata v'adayin mashka tofechala. No, I'll tell you how it could have become hukshir l'kabel tumah. You wanted to bring carbon shlamim, and because it's a carbon shlamim, you get to keep the skin. So it's really important to you that they're able to skin it cleanly and neatly. So you need this animal to be very saturated, very wet, so that the skin will come off easily. So you take it swimming for the whole week before you ever bring this this carbon. And then when you shecht it, the water is still there. And that's how it became Mokshur the Kabel Tumah. So it says more, okay, so we need another source for Chibas HaKodesh. Ela mi seifa. We learn it from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'habasar, Kaltari Yochal Basar. The word Vahabasar is extra. It already said Vahabasar at the beginning of the Pasuk. So what does Vahabasar teach me? Lerabos Eitzim Levona. To tell me that wood and Levona of Kachim is Mekabel Tumah, like food would be Mekabel Tumah. It's Mekabel Tumah's Ochlin. Eitzim Levona B'nei Achilininu. What do you mean? You can't eat wood. Ella Chibus HaKodesh Machshulei Mashvilu Ochel. Chibus HaKodesh makes it so chashuv that we consider it like a food. And it doesn't even need hechshel kabel tumah. So chenami, so too, when you have actual food of hegdish that just never came in contact with the zayin mashkim, chibas hakodesh machsharta, the chibas hakodesh is machshir lekabel tumah. So now we have the shayla. My, according, now that I know that there is a concept called chibas hakodesh, how strong is that? Does Chibas HaKodesh only allow the item itself to become possible? But it's not going to start the ultimate train to make a Rishon, to make a Sheni, and all of that? Or maybe Chibas HaKodesh is the same as any other actual Kabbal Tumah the Mashkim, where it starts the ultimate train, where it becomes just as susceptible to Tumah as anything else. So take that Shaila, we leave unresolved, but at least we know that there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah. I'm Zayin Abdalf. Everyone have a great day. Have a good Shabbos.